Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
Hello, callers. We are currently experiencing a little technical difficulties. If you guys could bear with us.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Anthony made an announcement. Bear with
me. That easy. Sorry, we're having technical difficulties. If you could bear with us for 1 second.
I think we're back on. Thank God for Plan B. Yeah. We're going to go ahead and get started with a word of prayer. And we Father, in Jesus' name, we humbly bow and thank you for the privilege of the opportunity to get together and study your word. Father, we pray that you will bless us, that we will be able to study and show ourselves approved unto you. We can be working and need not be ashamed, but rightly dividing your word of truth. Bless us, God, that we will be able to apply this word to our lives, share it with others, and as always, God, we pray that it be done to your glory. We ask it all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right. We're going to continue in the book of Matthew, and we're in the 5th chapter of the book of Matthew. And earlier we were talking, Sheila G., Dr. G., how are you all doing this evening?
Doing that.
And we were talking about the prayer, how important prayer is. And one of the things that is really exciting when you study the Bible and you start studying about Jesus is that Jesus knew that he needed to pray. and he also knew how to pray. I think sometimes we have in the church, we have either or. Sometimes we know to pray, but we don't know how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes we know how to pray, but we don't know when to pray.
Okay.
And so when we look at Jesus, we see that Jesus used the method of prayer that helped him because he was God and man at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the flesh, he would have challenges. And so when he would have challenges in the flesh, he would use prayer. And he taught his disciples how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all of us need to rehearse. And I know a lot of times we go through and we say the Lord's Prayer. But a lot of times we need to rehearse, you know, just what Jesus did. And it's important to really, really know that, you know, we should always pray. As long as we live in this flesh, we should always pray.
Amen.
Because the prayer is what's going to give us the strength to make it through.
That's right.
And so when we look at Matthew, the sixth chapter, and I want to go up to the seventh verse of the book of Matthew, sixth chapter, verse 7, it says, "But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for the king." So, in other words, there's a right way to pray and a wrong way to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus told them, don't pray like the heathen. He's talking to the first folk. He's talking to godly folk. Don't pray like the heathen.
Amen.
In other words, don't pray just to be seen.
That's right.
You know, don't pray. You know, so I sound good.
Mm-hmm.
And Sheila G, you were talking earlier today about how a 3-year-old pray.
Yeah.
And we have young people in our church organization as well. They put the old folk to shame.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
They're not interested in fashion, form, or show.
Right.
They just speak to their Heavenly Father.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And what's so interesting about that, a lot of times to me, that's the best kind of prayer.
Amen.
Where it's straight to the point. It's not a whole bunch of signifying.
Amen.
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 And trying to look a certain way when you pray.
Mm-hmm.
And what Jesus, when he taught, he said, we need to pray. And we need to be specific about what we're praying for.
Right.
And it don't take all day.
Amen.
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 I mean, you know, it's a thing where we should be honored to be able to go to God through Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He is our high priest now.
Right.
And he makes intercessions on us. And it's a privilege that we can come boldly to the throne of grace and find help and grace in the time of need. In other words, we don't have to go through the high priest where we go through the temple and we have to take the blood and we got to take the goats and go through this stage and that stage. Jesus entered into the holies one time and sat down.
Amen.
And now he's seated at the right hand of God making intercessions on our behalf.
Amen.
And plus he's already gone through the stuff we're going through.
Yes.
So he knows about our struggle.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And because he knows about our struggle, he has compassion to us.
That's right. That's right.
And so he knows we need to pray.
Amen.
We just got to get ourselves in a situation
right.
where we realize we need to pray.
Amen.
Right. And know what we need to pray for.
Oh my God!
And know that when we're praying to God. We're not praying to impress man.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So when he says don't pray in vain repetition like the heathen do, he's telling us don't get it twisted. If not to be impressive to somebody else.
Right.
Dr. G,
Amen.
Dr. G, Sheila G.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If we can get the folk when they pray that they're not trying to impress somebody else,
right.
but they're just talking to their Heavenly Father.
To the Lord. You know, a lot of folks don't realize what prayer really is. It's just communication with God. It's just when you and the Lord get together and talk.
Amen.
Amen.
But Jesus was when you look at verse 8, he said, "Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask."
Amen.
Amen.
God is so awesome.
Yeah.
He's so awesome that God knows what we need, because that's the Holy Spirit rolling around on the inside,
yeah,
making intercession. And by the time we come to our senses and realize what we need to know, the Holy Spirit has already been communicated.
Right.
Amen. Amen. God already knows what we need. And so now we begin to start praying. Amen. We come in and we find out, you know, for our benefit, what we need to pray for.
Yeah.
When the Holy Spirit and the Heavenly Father already know, we
right.
just come to our situation where I need to pray.
Right.
And God says, it's about time you get around
right.
to
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Amen.
It's there. But if you don't acknowledge and you're not walking with God, then you don't have the Holy Spirit, in which case you wouldn't have rehearsed prayer. You thank you, first of all, regardless of what my situation is. And then I'm going to ask you to lead, guide, and direct me, because if I have to handle this, it's going to be ugly. And you just have to, it's like your children. It's like, we know what they need.
Yeah.
But sometimes we think, well, I'm waiting for you to ask for help.
Exactly. Keep pumping your head.
And it allows that, because that's like with our children, it teaches us to grow up in the Lord.
Yeah.
If he just provided everything we needed and some of what we wanted, and we would begin to think that's us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we have to communicate with the Lord. Us communicating to him, he knows what we need, and he can let us know what we need, because sometimes we get what we need and what we want mixed up.
Say that again.
Sometimes we get what we need and what we want mixed up.
I think we need to say that one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
we
get what we need and what we want
yeah.
mixed up.
Wow. So how do we do that?
That goes back to what you were saying as far as the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That is why we have to pray. That is why we have to communicate with the Lord. That is why it's just not us talking. It's us coming together and being led by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And just that, too, it's not a thing where we just come to him when we get in trouble, or we come to him with our gimme. You know, gimme this, gimme that. But we never stop and thank him for what he's already done.
Right.
Wow. So God's not a jack in the box?
Come on, man.
You remember that? And then when I need you, I go wind you up.
Genie in the bottle.
Or something like that. And the thing that I like about Jesus' example was it was a continual relationship.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we think the only time to pray is on Sunday morning.
Ouch.
Amen.
Come on.
Sometimes we pray, we forget to pray when we get ready to eat.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we forget to pray in the morning.
Amen.
Yeah.
When we sit down. But it was a continual
yeah.
prayer.
Yeah.
A continual prayer, continual communion. We talk about this when we do what God left on record for us. For
mm-hmm.
when he sat down, he took the bread and he blessed it
yes.
and break it.
That's mm-hmm. right.
When he fed the with two fish and five loaves of bread,
yeah.
he blessed it and,
yeah.
it kept multiplying.
Okay.
And that was the thing, because he had that relationship. I'm getting ready to run around the room now.
Mm-hmm.
He had a relationship with God
mm-hmm.
that when he prayed to God already knew what the need was, but when he prayed to God, then God began to respond to the prayer.
Mm. Mm.
And that's the way we should be. And I love my wife, because she always says that our grandma, Audrey, when she prayed, it was like it was already done.
Yep.
And when you can start getting that continuous prayer where you have this assurance that when you talk to God, you're not talking in your will.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking in the will of God.
All
and
right.
when you're talking in the will of God, you're praying, and God is already, like, God has already responded.
Mm-hmm.
He's already poured it out.
Yeah.
It's already so.
Yeah.
And so when you're praying for someone's healing, you're praying, and you know that God's already going to heal.
Yeah.
When you're praying for someone's deliverance, you're praying that God's already going to do it. When you're praying for someone's protection, you're praying like you know that God is already going to do it, because
right.
you're praying in the will of God.
There it is. In the will of God.
And when God, when your will becomes his will,
that's right.
What he said, you can ask what you want, and it's going to be given unto you.
Yeah.
That's when you have that assurance
yeah.
that you're not praying like the heathen, just praying,
right.
but you're praying that God, this is the situation,
mm-hmm.
you know what's needed. I'm praying that. expectation,
all right,
it's already going to happen.
All right. All right. And the key is praying in the will of God. That's what he tells us not to pray amiss.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask amiss again, getting that want and that need mixed up. But when you pray in God's will, whatever you pray for, because God's not higher. So if you pray in God's will, it has to come to pass. It may not necessarily come to pass when you want it to come to pass, or you expect it to come to pass. But if you're praying in his will, that's okay.
Amen.
And you know,
come on.
You know, it may bother you. It's like, okay, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing, and you do.
Amen.
So I got this feeling, but the Holy Spirit was in you, the peace that you know he heard me, and you ask God to give you peace that passes all understanding. So you don't have to understand it.
Amen.
It doesn't have to make sense. But there's a difference in praying in God's will and praying amen.
Amen. And if we flip over to James, the first chapter, real quick, and verse 6, James 1st chapter verse 6 says, but let him ask in faith nothing wavering.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, wavers like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Wow.
So God said, you got to believe in that thing.
Yeah.
When you ask it. And when you begin to start the will of God, and the will of God begins to start dwelling in you,
right.
What happens is you don't ask amiss,
right.
But you're asking the things of God. In other words, you're so tuned up. That's what Jesus was. He was so tuned up with God,
mm-hmm.
that he didn't ask or do anything outside of the will of the God.
Right.
And so what he was doing was basically he was saying, God, I'm living, I'm the word alive. I'm living the word.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm asking for these things, they're in your will, and they just start manifesting themselves.
Right.
When you can have that type of relationship with God, you begin to start walking in that power of the manifestation of the word in your life. And you can begin to start seeing the word begin to start just, it just starts coming through. When you're speaking the word of God, it just starts coming through, and you start realizing, wow, this is God in the open, beginning to start. When a Pastor G says, I'm going to go start praying on people, Lord, have mercy. Dr. G.
John, and I meant that and still doing it. And the key is, as you said, you've got to have that relationship with the Lord. And once you get that, then the Holy Spirit will keep you doing things, praying and living and everything else in the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so that when I go pray, I trust God,
amen.
I believe in him. And I'm just sitting back waiting for all of the manifestations to come to pass.
Hallelujah.
And as long as I'm praying in his will, it all has come to pass.
And it's always come to pass.
Always.
And praying in God's will doesn't mean that you always lovey-dovey the situation that you're in.
No.
Jesus didn't want to die. He said to the Lord, if you can, and you let this thing
right.
not happen.
Right.
But nevertheless.
Not my will.
Not my will. But
thy will
be
done. Amen.
So that means your situation, you could be in a still have joy. So you may as well turn that thing around and turn that frown up into a smile, because if you really want God to bless the way he wants you, you don't want to pray in your will.
Yeah.
You want to pray in God's will. It's going to be a temporary fix.
Yeah.
But then you're going to be miserable forever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd rather be unhappy right now, knowing that eventually God is going to bless and that I will be just fine, and I can look back and see how I got over.
Amen. But it comes with, and this is, you know, all of this hearing it, but until you experience it for yourself. That's what becoming a disciple is,
mm-hmm.
when you become a follower of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
When you become a disciple, it means that you're learning Christ's ways.
Right.
You're learning how he had a relationship with the Father. When he had that relationship with the Father, and I'll never forget this, when he was led out into the wilderness by the Spirit to be tempted of the devil.
Yeah.
And the devil kept coming at him with one attack after another attack.
Yeah.
He used the word of God to fight that joker off.
Yeah, he did.
And when you can begin to start speaking the word of God in those situations,
mm-hmm.
and it was 40 days and 40 nights.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But see, we want stuff to happen in 30 seconds.
seconds.
Lord, make it 30, so you got a 30-second button in the microwave at home. You
come
beep,
on,
want to be done in 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. But you got to spend time with them and experience this awesome blessing in our church now is that we're understanding now the church that in order for the Holy Spirit to be able to open a window for us to get a strength exchange,
mm-hmm.
we come out into the service, we come out praying now.
Hello.
All the formalities of man, we put that on side because mm-hmm. people need a strength exchange. People need an experience of God. And so we start off praying. When the prayer is going up, mm-hmm. that's the offensive that's going against the enemy.
Right.
So people can get their blessing.
Amen.
And so when you could come together, as Wesley says, three are gathered in his
uh-huh.
name, and he's in the midst,
yeah.
now you got a defense that can go on, go on the offense
mm-hmm.
where people can get their blessing.
That's right.
Because people are not praying in their will, but they're praying for the breakthrough that's needed for those that are around them.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Why prayer service, don't get me started, is so important.
Amen.
Before
Amen.
You poo-poo prayer,
Amen.
Because, oh, it's just praying,
Amen.
But they don't understand the offensive that the church is saying,
uh-huh.
that the gates of hell, what, shall not prevail against the church.
Yeah.
In other words, prayer will start tearing down the
Come
gates
on.
Of hell.
Come on.
And those that need to be delivered can be delivered
Amen.
Through prayer.
Amen.
Oh, boy.
And with that, you know, the Bible talks about praying without ceasing.
Yeah.
And when you pray, I don't care how bad you may feel.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on,
that
now.
Prayer will make you feel
Come
better.
On, now.
Yes, it will.
Because you had a talk with the Lord.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you've been going
that
through. You know, I find that's why I tell folks, I don't get mad.
Yeah.
I don't get upset. And people see it now.
Mm-hmm.
I come to church, I'm happy, I'm on a high. So that instead of trying to get folks to do, they do what they want, then they make you upset, I don't get mad.
No.
I pray on
them. Right.
And I'm feeling better.
Amen.
Amen.
And this is the phenomena of prayer. I don't even know if I can use that word, the phenomena of prayer.
Mm.
This is the anointing. This is the discipleship thing that Jesus taught
mm-hmm.
us to do is pray. He said, if I got to pray, y'all know y'all got to
Come
pray.
Come on now. Come on. Come on.
Y'all know y'all got to pray.
Amen.
And if we could get to a place where we are praying church,
mm-hmm.
Lord, church praying without ceasing.
Amen.
Folk interceding on others' behalf.
Mm-hmm.
All Jesus, when I forget, help me out, Dr. G, where the man in the Bible, help me out, where he said, all you got to do is say it, and it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus didn't have to go anywhere.
Right.
All he had to do was say it, and by that man's faith in God, that child was healed.
Uh-huh.
And you can begin to start having that relationship with God where you can ask God, God, all you got to do is say it, and it'll happen.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
You talk about deliverance. You talk about miracles.
Mm-hmm.
When you have that kind of relationship with God where you say, God, all I got to do is trust you by faith that is already done, that's when things begin to start happening. That's when people's relationship with God begin to start getting solidified. That's when you begin to start saying, my praying and my living in the Lord
Hello.
Is not in vain. And that's when you begin to start saying, I'm not telling you what I heard.
Come on.
I'm telling you what I know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you what I've seen prayer can do.
Amen.
I'm telling you what
Amen.
I've seen prayer can heal folks
yeah.
that have been sick, doctored, and wrote them off.
Yeah. Amen. Come on now.
But
Amen.
God.
Amen.
But God.
Amen.
But God.
Amen.
I was just praying and manifesting in the Lord and just praying in God, and I just had to go on my knees and thank the Lord for his favor.
Yeah.
Because you saw on the news about the three roads.
Yeah.
It was accidentally.
Yeah. Come on, Sheila.
And she didn't make it.
Come on, Sheila. But look at her.
But look at me. I was 3 years old.
Yeah. Shot through the head.
I was accidentally shot in the head.
Yeah.
Accidentally.
Come on now.
And from what I've been told and what I read in my medical records,
yeah.
I didn't even pass out.
Come on now. Come on now. One side to the
one
other.
One side. There's all that stuff in there.
Come on now.
All of it. It just went through and hit the wall.
My Lord.
And that was God knew my destiny.
Yeah.
And it was some praying people.
Yes, Lord.
They were praying people. And he made it even more of a miracle because our dad was in Vietnam, bullets flying all over the place.
Around him.
And he gets a message.
Yeah.
And his daughter back in the United States got
in the war. But you got shot.
But God. And I just had to lay prostrate because they were praying people.
Yeah.
Even though I was free at the time, I had family members. I had everybody.
Praying.
They came together. Nobody was fingers. Nobody was woe with me.
Praying.
It was like the family came together and prayed and worked that
thing out. Praying. And that's why it's so important. And for years and years, do you help me if I'm wrong? Prayer is something that the church struggles with. Prayer services, a lot of times,
mm-hmm.
churches from far as I know, you had
important.
Two or three people in prayer service. But I thank God for the faithful. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
The faithful few will get together, get down on the knee, get prostrate,
mm-hmm.
and talk to the Lord and make intercession.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Detroit, you're right. And, I mean, when I first accepted Christ and actually started going, like you said, this is the past, maybe a couple of deacons, maybe one or two lay folks, but that was it. And growing up, that's what it became. That was the tradition, so to speak. Prayer service was not important to folks until Sunday came around, and they throw little prayers out there. But you know what? You know, I made a promise with the Lord that if he gives me the strength, I'm going against the grain.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm doing what he tells me to do. You know, people need to understand the importance of prayer. And when you confront them, take a look at how good God has been in your life.
My Lord.
And this is how you're going to pay him.
Right.
You don't have time to pray. You're too busy to pray. Come on.
And then there's people that will say, I'm not comfortable praying because I don't know how. Well, again, if you just study God's word,
amen.
Matthew, it tells you how. And again, it's just really communicating. And when we come together and we communicate, and you communicate, it's just like when you were a kid, you had to learn how to talk to them.
That's right.
You talk to everybody else.
Amen.
And he's not like this big boogeyman. Again, if you allow the Holy Spirit to
manifest himself
in you.
Oh, my goodness.
You talk about a connection.
Yeah.
You could be in the midst of a storm.
Talking to the Lord.
And just talking to the Lord,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Amen.
It's ugly right now, but I know that you're with me. And again, you start calling those scriptures because the Holy Spirit will lead you to that.
And it's so powerful that sometimes people don't realize.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Even to this day, in the condition our mom is in,
mm-hmm.
she still prays.
Yes, she does.
Lord have mercy. If she doesn't do anything else, she might ask for a banana or something else. But even in her condition with her dementia,
mm-hmm.
that woman still prays. She still prays.
And we'll break out in the gospel song.
And break out in the gospel song because that's the inner man.
Uh-huh.
The spirit man is alive and well. Good God Almighty. When we go over there and minister on the first Sunday,
mm-hmm.
there's plenty of them around there where the physical body is fading away.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go over there, the spirit man on the inside of those folks wakes up, and you would think those folks were in their right mind all the time.
Because
they're praising and worshiping God,
amen.
And they have a relationship with God. And even in their physical deterioration, their spirit man
is
still
right
alive and still
is.
Able to communicate with God.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you can't get folks who are normal, supposed to be, and can't get them to praise the Lord.
Say that again.
Let's say here you got folks who got their limbs, they're walking, they're talking. Of course, we don't have time, but yet they don't want to worship. But let them get in that condition.
Oh, my God.
Then all of a sudden, praise for me.
My love. It works. All
then,
of a sudden, it's going to work. Afraid he got strength.
Amen.
Yeah.
And so because he understands that when we pray, God will give us the strength. He will try to distract us from in any way necessary to keep us from praying.
Amen.
Any way necessary.
Amen.
Jesus was at a point where he could have told us, y'all just going to have to die, because he saw Kayson's stuff in that cup.
Come on now.
He said, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I see Kayson's stuff in that cup.
Okay.
Father, if it be possible. Kayson's stuff in there. Pastor C's stuff is in there. Oh, my goodness. If it be possible.
Amen.
I don't want to do this.
I can only speak for my mess. I can't speak for nobody else's mess. My mess was in the cup.
Amen.
The dregs. Paul said he was the chiefest
come on now.
Of sinners.
Well,
I must have been the second chief.
I was third in line.
Lord have mercy. But he prayed so hard that it was like sweat was like blood drops running down his face.
That's right.
In that moment, he received strength and was able to continue to do the will of the Father.
That's right.
And Satan knows that if he can keep us from praying, we won't receive the strength that we need to do God's will.
Right. Amen. And our strength comes from the Holy Spirit, not the flesh.
Amen.
And we are so dependent on our flesh and what we feel. That spirit, you turn that spirit, it's like it doesn't matter. But
amen. Amen. And the flesh has to stand back and behave.
Yeah.
Amen.
It does.
The flesh has to, well, I guess they're going to go ahead anyway. let me stand back and behave.
Exactly.
Because the inner man, the spirit man, becomes the strength that we need to be able to tell the flesh to stand back.
Right.
Gonna go through anyway. You ever pray for somebody? The Bible said, "With despitefully use and said all manner of evil about you."
Yeah.
And you get up and you pray for that person that God would bless them, that God would love them, that God would keep them, that God would pour out His blessing on them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that in the flesh.
No, you do that in the spirit. And the more you're in the spirit, the more you receive strength.
Amen. And so let's look at this thing in chapter 6, verse 9, and then we're gonna go to the studio audience and the phone line in chapter 6, verse 9. It says, after this manner, therefore, pray you, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And in other words, you're off the bat acknowledging the one
that's
who
right.
can do something
thank
and
God.
Is in the position to do something about it.
Amen.
I'm going to say that one more time for myself. You're acknowledging the one who is in position and can do something about the situation. I'm going to say that one more time for myself.
Mm-hmm.
You're acknowledging the one who is in position and can do something about the situation. Why am I worried about somebody that's not in the position
Amen.
And can't do nothing about
it?
Amen.
Come on
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
Amen. We are so dependent on what people say about us. What they
oh,
about us,
my
and
goodness.
And they don't have a heaven or a hell.
Come on, preacher.
Mm-mm.
But when you acknowledge the one who is in position and can do something about
right.
it,
right.
that's where you starting off right. I'm in the right place now.
Right.
I got the right one now.
Uh-huh.
And I know the right one can do something about the situation. Uh-huh. That's where we need to start with. When he said, our Father, Jesus taught us, amen, that it wasn't a selfish prayer because he said, our Father.
Uh-huh.
Come on with that vernacular.
Our Father, all of our Father, again, saying that He's just that powerful, all omnipresent. We, our Father, acknowledge Him as the head of
everybody.
So we don't start off selfish in our prayer. We don't start off selfish when I pray. Because what happened, it all began about me. And I'm sure all of us have gone down that road before where it was about me, myself, and I.
Uh-huh.
And it's okay to pray for yourself.
Yeah.
But Jesus said, let's start off with our Father.
All right.
Acknowledging His power.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Just getting it yours means like that's my husband. But saying our Father is showing that I do believe how powerful.
And to understand that we're not in this world by ourselves, but we're in this world together.
Right.
And so when we're saying our Father, we're acknowledging that God can take care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times the situation we're in, we're not in it by ourselves.
Amen.
And sometimes we're not in it by ourselves because somebody else is inflicting something on us.
That's right. And they're God's child.
And so we need to get to the point where we acknowledge the one that can do everything about everybody. Mm-hmm. God can change the most stoniest heart and make it soft.
Amen. That's true.
He'll take all the layers of wax and all that stone. And the person that was the mean, most nasty person, the most vile murderer, and turn them around.
Amen.
All right, we're gonna go to the studio audience first, and we're gonna ask the question: how important is prayer in your life? How important is prayer in your life? Studio.
Prayer is probably, if not top two, probably the number one most important thing in my life, specifically because church is mainly on Sundays. You can stop and pray anytime, part of the day in your car, in your house, on the way to work. And I think prayer kind of puts you back in the mindset of focusing, refocusing on what God has in store for you and what's going on. Because I know common Christians tend to just wait till Sunday to get it all out, to pray, to whatever. But you can stop, pray anytime, any place, no matter what situation comes for you. But the thing is, you have to mentally understand that that's the tool that God is giving you to communicate
Amen.
With Him. You don't have to wait till Sunday to call on the name of Jesus to pray and ask for certain things. You can do it at any part of time during the week. And I think mentally, that's what us as Christians kind of lose focus on, is that we don't really understand how powerful we really are and how we have a direct line of communication with God. So prayer, not only necessarily for yourself, but you can also pray for others as well.
Amen.
It's a very powerful tool because you can touch base with that and, you know, access that at any time that you want. God doesn't have a voicemail, or God doesn't have you can call me back tomorrow, I'm on vacation. You
Amen.
Can call, drop down on your knees. There've been times
Lord,
my mom has told me she's prayed in the middle of the night. People have prayed in the most awkward place, prayed in the airport, in the bathroom. I'm sure all of us listening and even in here prayed in places where you're wondering how you're here today. So I think prayer is not only just a powerful tool, but it's universal and it's versatile because you're not limited as to when you can pray. So I would say personally, just off of my own experience, prayer is definitely something powerful. But I think as Christians, we need to take the mindset to understand that that's something we need to do more often. And like you guys said, don't do it when you're just in trouble. Sometimes it's okay to just stop and say, hey, thank you
for
the little things, or I'm going through something, but I still thank you anyway. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for your comment tonight. Good evening.
Prayer is very important. Number one thing for me, I learned a long time ago, that you have to pray for yourself.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus, and I'm still a long way to go. I've learned to pray either up and down, to give Him praise when things aren't going favorably, because it could be worse, and that He's in the midst, and it will show me how to endure toughness during this daily walk with Jesus Christ. As Philippians 4th chapter, 6th verse states, be careful for nothing, but in everything. And we ain't talking about some things. It said everything by supplication.
Amen.
With thanksgiving.
Amen.
Let your request be made known unto God.
Amen.
God is interested in every facet of our life. So let us let him know. He already knows.
Yeah.
But speak it out, what concerns you.
Yeah.
And ask him to help you with it.
Amen. 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 Say that again, Sheila G.
And be ready for his answer.
Amen. We're going to go to the phone line, and we're going to say the last 4 digits of your phone number. The question is, I'm putting this prayer to you. And last 4 digits, 7348, you are on the air, 7348.
Good evening. My comment is that prayer is a very vital part of our relationship with the Lord, because it's through prayer that we have that direct connection and fellowship with God, and it is that prayer life that keeps us grounded. If not for prayer, there's some people that we would encounter throughout the week on a day-to-day basis that if it's not for the prayer and the word of God and the relationship staying close, we might have some choice words and we might deal with people differently. But by fellowshipping with God and having that constant prayer life, it keeps us close. And sometimes it helps us to keep our tongue and to watch our actions to do things differently than what we would if we weren't walking closely with the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for your comment tonight. All right, we're going to go to the last 4 digits, 1741. 1741, you are on the air.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Prayer enables me to have a deeper and a closer fellowship with God. And it guides me when I pray to God and through the power of the Holy Spirit. God, in turn, responds to me through his word and through the prompting of the Holy Spirit. So it allows me to grow spiritually. And it also keep me humble. It let me know that I can't do anything in my own strength and in my own power. But in order to get anything done for the Lord and to walk spiritually and to be spiritually and not of the flesh but in the spirit, I have to constantly pray and ask God to help me wherein I'm doing this. And the Holy Spirit is controlling me, and I'm not walking in the flesh. So I constantly need to pray all the time without ceasing in order to do the will and the purpose of God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your comment. To last 4 digits, 4626, 4626, you are on the air. Let's be listening in tonight. All right, we're going to go to last 4 digits, 2194, 2194. You're on the air.
Good evening, everyone. This is Alice. How's everybody?
Hello.
Okay. Prayer is important to me, very important to me in my life. It keeps me stable. It keeps me grounded. It helps me to know that I'm not alone. It helps me when I pray to him, and you believe. You got to believe when you're praying.
Yeah.
It helps me to know that I'm not alone. I got somebody that's going to take care of everything that's to do with me and my family and whoever I'm praying for. It's very, very important that you pray sincerely, that you just have belief. You got to believe that God will do what you asking him to do. And while you're doing that, you got to leave it alone. You just give it over to him. You pray and you give it over to him,
right,
and he will fix it for you. And it's very important for me in my life. He has shown me what he'll do for me in my life. So
I mean,
just
right,
encourage everyone to get down and pray and see won't he. See won't he come get you. Because that's where your help comes from, him. Okay, it comes from him. It don't come from nobody else. It comes from the Lord. That's where your help and strength
Amen.
Come from. And I know that, and I'm so thankful that I realized this in the later times of my life, so I won't be in hell, because I don't want to go to hell. I want to be and see my family, and I want to be with Jesus. So prayer is very important
Amen.
To me. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your comment tonight. Amen. Very powerful. We're going to the last four digits, 1-9-4, 1-9-4, you are on the air.
Hi, everyone. Prayer is very important in my life, because when you have a good prayer life, there's going to come a time when things come on you that you just, it will knock you to your knees. And
Amen.
if you can't say the words, but you have that connection with God, all you got to do is
yeah.
call the name of Jesus. And by you praying all the time before, you don't even have to speak words sometimes with God. He knows what you're feeling. He knows what you're going through. He knows what you're dealing with. But you have to have that connection in the beginning before things come on you. So it's very important that we keep constant contact with God at all times. It can be, and like they said in the Word, it don't have to be long, drawn-out prayers, but you should pray
Amen.
Throughout the day. Throughout the day. If you just feel like a few minutes, you know, say a quick prayer, thank God for something he's done, or just thank him for something, you know, you're looking for him to do, or blessing somebody else. But you can always pray, and it don't have to be where you have to find a little place and get off, you know, all by yourself, although there are times for that. But if you in the public, if you at work, you can drop your head, you know, while you're in your cubicle and say a quick prayer. You can go to the restaurant and say a prayer. I mean, people don't have to know that's what you're doing, but you're talking and communicating with God. And I think it's so important.
All right. Well, thank you for your comments tonight. Appreciate that. All right, we're going to go to last four digits, 9190. 9190, you are on the air.
Good evening, everyone. I think everyone pretty much summed it up. You know, to me, I look at prayer as, you know, acknowledging my God as every, you know, as a source of every aspect of my life. And, you know, it's like, you know, others have said, it's an open communication line, 24/7, 365 days a year, and it's never closed. You'll never get a busy signal. You know, you won't. And what I love about God is that when he responds, it's almost, you know, sometimes it's instantaneously, and sometimes you have to wait a little bit, but that's where your faith comes in. When your faith comes in, you know, you realize that, you know what, when you understand the belief and the faith that God has and what you should have for God, at that moment, you know that he's going to answer your prayer, but you just have to believe that it's going to be in his timing, his perfect timing. So to me, you know, just like others have said, prayer is absolutely important every part of my day. You know, when I get, you know, when I go from one point, you know, from one point to another, and, you know, God took me away from an accident that could have happened right in front of me, that's saying, Lord, thank you. Thank you because you helped
Amen.
It, you know, to
Amen.
Not happen. You know, so it's not just always asking for something or asking, you know, like Sister Angie said last, you know, in her call, that was absolutely perfect. You know, the prayer doesn't have to be for you. It could be for someone else. I see people, you know, who see how, you know, faithful we are, and they reach out to us and say, can you please say a prayer for my mom or say a prayer for my family member? And that to me feels amazing because I know that prayer is powerful and my circle knows that prayer is powerful. So we are used in that sense. And I just thank God for allowing us you know, to be vessels and just to, you know, continue his work and to fulfill his need and his will. So to me, prayer is every part of my day, you know, whether you, like you said, you know, that last caller said, you know, bowing your head for a moment, whatever the case may be, I just thank God for that open communication line at all times. So that's why, you know, prayer is so important for everyone, not just Christians. I think everyone. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your comments tonight. All right, we got one more caller. We're going to go to 7971. 7971, you are on the air.
Good evening, everyone. This is one of my favorite subjects because my life would not be complete without a prayer. And a prayer is something that God has granted us the privilege and opportunity and the assurance that, as his scripture in 2 Chronicles 7:13-14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. That is something, and an intercessory prayer is the most powerful tool that we as Christians and sinners have, because no one is excluded from praying. That's our communication line to Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father, every day, 24/7, regardless to what. And when you have experienced the power of prayer and see it unfold in your life, in your loved one's life, in your friend's life, it's the most beautiful thing that could happen to anybody. It's an assurance that only one someone can give to you, and that is God, our Heavenly Father. And if you would have been in Heart of God Church Sunday to see the full operation of the Holy Spirit that he has given us, it's still on me. It's still on me.
I know that's
it's still on me. And we went to IHOP to have breakfast, and they got the fighting in there. My sister jumped up and said, "We going out of here." I said, "No, we're not. He didn't give us a spirit of fear. We're going to pray right now. And the devil's leaving out of here. We're going to plead the blood up in here right now. Because God said so. He said so." So those are the opportunities, not when trouble comes, but any time in your life and every time you should have a private place to go, a quiet time, to meditate with your Heavenly Father, because he doesn't let you down. He doesn't.
No,
he hasn't done. I'm telling you, and this is the God's truth. I lived with it all my life. My mom, I used to look at her and say, "Lord, I would love to have that assurance." Prayer was like us talking right now to her. She had the connection with God that said, "It's done." She was so sure of it. And it's a feeling that we all have. We just have to make it materialize and come out. And come out. I've seen people fall for dead and people lay hands, anoint with oil. People laugh at people for anointing with oil. They lost their mind. They're laughing at God and don't even know it. Because he says it in his word.
Yeah.
Be not afraid. We should be out here still handing out pamphlets, praying for people.
Yeah.
You don't know who, where, or how somebody's hurting. Somebody needs a prayer, a kind word. Yeah. It's my life, church. It's my life, and I live it every day. Nothing can come between me and my Father. My prayer.
Man.
I was in the kitchen. The phone rang. I told my girlfriend, "I got to go. It's time for Bible study."
All right, now.
All right,
make
man.
The time. You make the time.
Amen.
I have biblical literature all around my bed. I don't want nothing in this room but God.
Amen.
But God. And you have to have it in your heart to love him and show him that's what he's looking for out of us. and to pass it on to those that don't know, that are out there in sin. They can be turned around, and he is the only one that has the power to touch any cold heart and turn it around. And this testimony that Sheila gave, I was right there by her side. That's for real. I was right there to help raise Pastor. You had to see it to believe it. But prayer. And look at them now.
Come on now.
At that time, I didn't know Sheila was going to marry a preacher. I didn't know Anthony was going to be a preacher.
But God.
I didn't know that.
But God.
He was anointed and prayed for. She was.
Yeah.
The same thing. Mm-hmm. And I was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just from December 12th, 2014, I couldn't walk. Spasms in my body so bad. Medication wouldn't even stop the pain.
Come on.
But God.
Yeah.
I laid in the bed praying all night long. Weepers may do a night, but God knows joy came that morning. It was something in that room.
Yeah.
It was something in that room. Soothing my body like a hand. I prayed all night long. This is for real. And when you can experience God in your life like that, nobody can turn you around. Nothing and nobody. But so if we keep going in the directions we're going, God's got his hand on us. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And he will do what he says he's going to do. You just have to have that faith and believe and know what he can do. I'm not talking just to run my mouth. I'm talking about what I know. I've seen people come in my mom's house, children just broken out with fever. Didn't have money to take the kids to the doctor. Nobody had no money. She'd sit there and put them babies on her lap, put that oil on them, pray for them before they left the house, kids down the floor playing. So it's for real. Don't let nobody laugh and make fun of people praying and serving the Lord and giving him all the praise and the glory. When I left church Sunday, I came home and I had the music blasting in here so loud. Every time somebody called, they said, "What's going on?" And I said, "We're having church up in here. It was just that good, church. It was just that good, and it was done just like God said it should be done. Lord, have mercy. I'm still fired up. Jesus. Y'all got to get off here. It's so good.
Thank you for your
time. To have this feeling. Yes, Lord. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your comment. Sheila G., it's good stuff.
It's good. Nothing like praying God's will, being the will of God.
It's nothing like, and you got to experience
like
it for yourself.
Yeah, you have to experience for yourself, and that's what lets you know it doesn't matter what's going on.
And it's an individual relationship. When you see, people think church is something you do. It's a relationship that you have with God. And prayer is just like a relationship. When I met my wife, I used to communicate with her 3-4 times a day because we was in a relationship. But we're in a relationship with God. We gonna talk to him once a week.
And then tell him about our agenda and not asking him what he wants us to do.
There you go. The intimate relationship.
It's communicating as well as listening. And led by the Holy Spirit. That's why I said, if you praise God, always thank him first.
And
if you're praying for something,
not ready for that.
You're not ready for that.
Yeah.
Or he'll say, wait.
Yep.
Not yet. And then when if you accept his will, and you go on anyway, like you did, you know better than I do. Makes your spirit stronger and stronger and stronger because you're believing.
This is good stuff, Dr. D. You can close us out.
Well, I'm just going to be these two words. I learned a long time ago. I made up in my mind, early in my ministry, that if you're going to pray, I will. And if you're going to worry, I'll pray. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we come before you, O Lord, and again we thank you for being our life.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you for being our Creator and our Supreme God.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for knowing us better than we know ourselves. Father, we thank you for all that you do, all that you continue to reveal to us, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for the good times. We thank you for the bad times. But the only thing is we continue to grow by faith in you. Now, Lord, we pray that as we believe that you would watch over us, that you would take us to our destination, find that no hurt, harm, or danger would befall us. Father, we thank you for those that have called in tonight, Lord, and praying that their lives have been made better for it. Father, I'm praying for those that still don't get it, Lord, that they need you. And I'm praying, oh God, that you would go and sicken the Holy Ghost for them, oh Lord.
Yeah.
Convict them and convince them that there is nothing like you. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for all that we learn tonight.
Uh-huh.
Father, whatever your will is, let it be done in us. Father, we ask you all right now in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen. I'll do it for tonight. Good night, prayerful. We'll see you next Thursday night. Good night.